I'm with Caleb Edstrom, another absolute fantastic performance. Started out a little slow. Talk to me about, you gave him a touchdown early and the lack of points in the first half. Talking about the first half first.
When they scored first drive, we know that we could have stayed in three-man front. We had to go to a four-man front. Their line's pretty good at keeping their space and having their splits right to make a hole for the running back. So knowing that we had to go to a four-man front and adjust that quickly early in the game, helped Sherman's in this lead. So.
I saw a different A.L. Brown team, and what I say in there is not in mentality or anything. I didn't see any of the plays they ran weeks ago. I saw a totally different offense. I mean, did you see this? Did you prepare for this? Or were you studying film from the previous game?
We were studying from the same game, but I think everybody saw a different Mooresville team. I know we came out flat too, so I mean, yeah, they're better than what the record says. They're better than that 30th in the state in the playoffs, but I think we came out flat too.
Does this kind of help us? You and I talked a little last week about midseason losses motivating the team. Does this kind of help a little maybe for the rest?
Yeah, definitely. I think having an adversity in the beginning of the playoffs helps a lot, knowing that the rest of these five games, hopefully, are not going to be easy at all. It's going to be a war every Friday night.
What do we got to do this week to prepare for next week? I believe it's what Davey, you would mind more than me, Davey or somebody else. Yeah. We don't care.
Davey or Mount Tabor. Just everything we've been doing. Go to work every day. You know, come Monday at practice. Come ready to bust your ass and be ready for Friday night.
Sounds good, man. Just keep doing you. Big things will come.
I appreciate it. You have a blessed night.